Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Man, it's fun to be bringing a word here together. And just like Pastor Shino said, what we want to do today is to spend some time remembering what God has spoken to us and this house. Often at the start of the year, we're searching, what is the voice of God? What is going to be particular about this lap around the sun? God, what are you doing that's special and unique today? Yes, we've got the Word of God, and I want to build our life on this Word. We're going to talk about the Bible. We're going to preach from Scripture, but also, God, what's unique? What's special about what you're doing here today? And we often invite in a prophetic voice to minister to our church at the start of the year. At the start of last year, we had Pastor Jim LaFoon just bring a mighty word about, it's not our doom, but it's our dawn. And if you have not watched that lately, I'd encourage you, go back on our YouTube channel. It's 1 year ago from today. Click on that video, watch it, get it in you, because God is doing a new thing. But as we come into 2022, Shino and I were talking, and we agreed we don't want to move from the moment that God has had us in. We don't feel like we're quite done with what God has ministered to us from this past year. And so what we'd like to do is go back over some archive footage and audio clips that were spoken in private to just Shino and I, and share some of what God has been speaking to us as a church body. We don't want to move from this moment. As I look at it, I'm like, God, we're not done here yet. I want to stay under the weight of these prophetic words and move forward with this as confidence into our future. And so, church, would you join with us in getting ready for what God wants to do through us? The message title that we've got here today is Prepared to Prosper. As I hear the prophetic words, the theme of it is that God's going to grow us. God's going to move us into a place of real influence and reaching people in our city. That there's a prosperity coming for us, not just financially, but really spiritually. That there's a fruitfulness of the Spirit that God is leading us into. And so what I'd like for us to do is to stay ready so we don't have to get ready.
That's right.
That's something that Shino has been very good at encouraging. I'm just going to steal your lines, Pastor Shino. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And I'd like to see that coming up in the chat. Say, stay ready. Stay ready. Get yourself encouraged to stay ready, because what God is going to do through us is a new thing. What he's going to do through us is also something that he's spoken to us before. God's not surprised by this moment.
You know, I just sit and agree with what you said, Pastor Nathan. And, you know, as we get ready to listen to these prophetic words, and one thing that Pastor Nathan said that was so powerful was he said that we have to stay ready in order to get ready. And it's important to stay ready, because you never know when God's going to move. You never know when God's going to show up. And some of the greatest moments in history, when you look through the Bible, was always birthed during chaos. There was always something crazy going on, something crazy happening. But why we're saying this, get a hold of the word, because regardless of what's going on with COVID, regardless of what's going on with Delta, regardless of what's going on with this omnivirus, all these things that are going on, it is prime, it is ripe right now for God to move. But the question is, will we be ready for God to do what only God's going to do? And so I think, do we have some prophetic words that are getting ready to
forth? The first thing that I want to just call our attention to is that God knows. God knows what's going to happen, and this is an encouragement that Pastor Jim gave us right at the start of our 9/11 service. God always knows what's about to happen. As a matter of fact, let's just roll this clip from our 9/11 service and hear the Word of God being preached here.
I want to take a moment to look in the past, then a moment to look in the future. I refer to the past to build your faith for what God will do in this city in the future. How many of you know God's never taken by surprise? He's omniscient, sees things, knows things. And we know that he really never does anything on the earth without telling someone. without preparing people to pray, to believe.
You know, when you think about what Pastor Jim just said was prayer, and that's the one thing I love about this church, that as a church, we are a church of prayer. We're a house of prayer. And also about this church is we're a house of prayer for all nations. And what I love is that we have people from Africa, from Asia, from Latin America, from Europe, from the Middle East, people calling on the name of Jesus. And so just like Pastor Jim said, there's something about prayer. Prayer prepares the heart, prayer prepares the mind, prayer prepares the soul, prayer prepares you and I to do what God has called us to do. You know, we wouldn't be sitting in this room right now, and we wouldn't be online right now without prayer.
So true.
Prayer's helped us to pivot when chaos is happening. Prayer's led us. Prayer's guided us. And as we're praying, as we're calling on the Lord, there's something that's taking place. We're being led by the Spirit, not by our flesh, not by our emotions, not by our circumstances, but we're being led by God. And so one of those words that came forth from Pastor Jim was not to turn to the left, not to turn to the right, or not to look back, but just to keep moving forward in prayer. And one thing about prayer is this, is in Philippians 1:6, it says, I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Christ, of Jesus Christ,
yes.
The work that he began. Yes. See, God started a work and it was birthed in prayer. See, when we're coming together corporately as a church and individually, God speaks. But the question is this, is when God speaks, will we obey? Will we do what he says? So as we are calling on the Lord, as we're crying out to God, you know, the Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says this. It says to pray without ceasing. And one thing that we've done, Pastor Nathan, Pastor Kaz, those here in this room and those behind this camera, is that God has allowed us to come together corporately and to call on his name at 6 a.m. in the morning,
yes.
On Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. I thank God for Kenny. I thank God for Tina, others that have come alongside and called on the name of Jesus with us as a church. See, there's something about prayer. There's power in prayer. And the Bible says this in James chapter 5, verse 16, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. See, when we're praying, something is being affected. God is doing something in the natural, or excuse me, in the supernatural that will show up in the natural when we call on the Lord. The work that he began. See, when God declares a thing, it's going to happen. And a lot of times it's birthed as we pray. And once again, I want to thank God that we are a praying church, that this church is anchored in prayer, that we're not going to continue to move forward without seeking the Lord first. Pastor Nathan.
That's right. It's a strong reminder. We are centered and built on that connection with Jesus, that John 15, verse 7, abide in me. Jesus is making this call, abide in me. And if my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you wish. We want to abide in the presence of God continually, and that's why we're going to spend a month talking about abiding in the Word of God. I want to encourage you with this, that you are only as strong as what you are built on. You are not as strong as you think you are, because if what you are standing on or what you are built on starts to shake and crumble around you, then you start to crumble with it. And we witness that time and again in 2020, 2021, and friends, I want to build different with you in 2022. What is going to feed our soul? What is going to be the firm foundation beneath our feet? What are we going to build on so that we are indeed as strong as we might look on the outside or present to our friends and family? Because I know some of the dark nights that we faced together. We've been on the prayer lines crying out. We've been on the prayer lines building up and encouraging and strengthening marriages and strengthening families. But collectively, what I'd like to do is see a people that are built firmly on the Word of God. We're going to be built into the presence of God through prayer. We're going to be built on the Word of God through daily devotion to our Word and through Scriptures. God says this in Isaiah 46. He says, I'm God and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand
and I will accomplish my purposes. After walking through a season of watching every institution and every government brought to its knees through a tiny, invisible little speck, I'm ready to see something invincible be built in my life. Not crumble under the pressure, but be able to stand up under it, because not just because I'm so strong and I'm so great, but because I'm built on something immovable, the mighty, immovable, eternal Word of God. I'm going to build this into my life in a brand new way this year. I've got a new Bible reading plan. I normally like to walk through the Bible once a year. This year, I'm going to be walking through the New Testament, particularly just getting those words of Jesus in me in a new way. I want us to think about this for a moment. When we split apart in Adam, there is an immense release of energy. But before that Adam ever existed, a word issued forth from the heart of God that created every atom in the world. There's an enormous power of God in His Word. And I want to unlock and unleash the power of God's Word in my life and in your life to do, not just to hear, but to do the things that God has for us. And that's why we're coming back to these prophetic words, because I love hearing them, but it's not just about hearing them, it's about doing them. Some of us might not feel yet ready to do it. That's why we want to talk about, spend some time talking about how God will visit us. We've come through a lot of pain. We've come through a lot of isolation. We've come through a lot of watching people get sick and needing to cry out for our friends and family and, like, bring people along and collect them along the way. But here's one thing I want to encourage us with. God's going to visit us and heal us and create a strong people in us. It's not the time to fake it. If you're hurting, that is okay. We're with you. We're for you. We can pray for you. You can let us know on our text prayer lines. You can text us, pray for, and let us know how we can be praying for you. We're going to see us strong and healed and built up, and I believe that God is going to visit us with healing hands. Please watch this prophetic word, again, from our 9/11 service.
Vultures have circled New York. Oh, it's over. Will they ever recover? They said it after 9/11. They're saying it as we come to the end of COVID. And this is what Jesus says. I'm coming to visit this city. I'm coming to touch this city. And this verse so riveted me. I was ready to be sought by those who didn't ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am. To a nation or a city that has not called me by name, I spread out my hands all day long to a people, even though they had rebelled. I tell you this by the Holy Spirit. You are coming into a season that for every day you suffer under COVID. For every day, this city has been shaken, hurt, and broken. Those same hands I saw reach out in the end of 2018. God is stretching His hand out toward this city. And you will come to a supernatural, unusual season of brokenness. It will not last days. It will not last weeks. It will last months and months. And God will unusually touch those who have never sought Him. God will unusually touch those that have never prayed. For every day you suffered with COVID, so God's hand will reach out to touch this city, to bless this city.
God said He's going to come and visit. You know, many of us have that gift of hospitality. And you know, like I know, when somebody's getting ready to visit your apartment or they're getting ready to visit your home, you begin to clean up a little bit. You begin to prepare yourself. You get your things in order. You might go around and you're going to dust. You're going to clean the bathroom. You're going to clean bedrooms. You know, it's amazing that even my wife, there's stuff that I don't even know that's dirty that she's like, you need it. We're going to clean that. And I'm like, I didn't even know that that's was dirty. But, you know, we too as a people need to get ourselves cleaned up and get ready for this visitation. We need to get ourselves ready to do what God has called us to do. Now, Pastor Nathan and I, Pastor Kaj, you know, we're not cavalier. We know that there's some things going on outside in this city that has kind of worn us down mentally, physically, maybe even financially. There's some things that we've taken some hits. But just like that theologian Rocky Balboa said, it's not how hard you can get hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And as a church, we continue to move forward. Some of you behind the screen right now are tired. Pastor, when is this going to pass by? You know, we've gone through this. This has been a long, grueling since 2021, 2022, you know, all 2020. Man, I just want a break. I just want to refresh. Well, I'm praying this morning, and I'm praying for the days to come that God will visit you afresh in your home. He'll visit you afresh in your apartment. He'll visit you afresh so that you can continue to move forward with us as a church. Visitation. The Bible says this in Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good. As a church, we've been doing some good things. We've been praying. We've been fasting. We've been getting together in the Word in our connect groups. We've been doing a lot of things. We've been tithing and offering and going above and beyond. And it was already mentioned earlier that we have a generous church, that we've gone over that $100,000 mark with our big give. You know, there's something God is doing in the church. So we're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue to move forward. But the thing is, these are good things. And the Bible says this, that he withholds nothing good from those who walk uprightly, good things. And as we continue to walk uprightly, as we continue to do the things that God has called us to do, I believe that fresh visitation is coming, and we're going to reap a harvest if we don't faint, if we don't quit, if we don't give up, because usually right before the breakthrough comes the greatest opposition.
Yes. Wow.
Right before you get ready to get that thing that you've been believing God for, here comes the enemy to resist you. But I declare this morning that we're going to break through together as a church. Yes. That we're not going to sit around and just let the enemy dictate what he can and what we can't do. No, we're going to move forward. We're going to believe God. And there's something about the power of a fast. I want to go back just for a second about prayer. See, in order to see God move sometimes, we do have to turn over our plates. We do have to give up some things. And as we do that, the supernatural power of God comes. And we're talking about breakthrough, and we're talking about moving forward, and we're talking about preparing ourselves for this visitation that God is bringing to us as a church. Pastor Nathan.
Strong. We are aware that you have gone through a moment. And for many of us, that moment is tomorrow. It's not done. I think of Jesus on his way to the cross, looking at Peter and saying, Peter, devil's asked to sift you, but I've prayed for you. And Shino, me, Pastor Kaz, our morning prayer calls, we're praying for you. I want you to hear this. Michael George, we're praying for you. Chris and Erica Wells, we're praying for you. Hoik Choi, we're praying for you. Rachel Verdi, we're praying for you. Church family, we're praying for you. We're standing with you. We're in this with you. We placed our shoulders in this thing with you, and we are pressing forward with you. And I believe that God is going to visit us. Those hands of healing that Pastor Jim saw stretching out to catch New York City, those are here to catch you and to catch your family and to catch our friends and to catch our church with him and with this city and to bring us healing. The God of all comfort is visiting us. And he's here to catch you. And so our encouragement to you is don't give up. We're going to see this breakthrough together. We're in this together. For those of you believing to start a family this year, we are in this with you. I'm hurting with you. I'm praying and crying for people. Even today, I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I'm praying with you. I know that those prayers are still on your lips, and that pressure is still on your heart, and I feel it, and we're praying with you. And I believe that God is going to turn up in some mighty ways. We're going to look back and remember some of the things that God has done, because he's done these miracles before, and he will do them again. Amen. Don't grow weary in doing good. Don't grow weary in praying and fasting. Don't grow weary in offering those prayers up to him. Don't grow weary inviting friends over to dinner. Don't grow weary in sending out those texts. Don't grow weary in inviting that long-lost person that will never come to church. Oh, yes, they will. Don't grow weary. We're not going to sleep on the word of God. We're not going to sleep on a move of God. We're not going to be asleep when the Lord and the King of Glory comes in and starts to stir up faith in our city. We're not going to be asleep. I'm not going to be asleep. I know Shino's not going to be asleep. Let's go, church. I know you've been through it. I know you've been through it. I know you're going through it. I know you're going to wake up tomorrow with the same devils, the same demons, the same pains, the same aches. Everything that you faced yesterday, you'll face it again tomorrow. But I believe that tomorrow is going to be different. Yes. That there's a different quality about it. Because God is reaching out his hands to catch you. To visit you. To heal you. To stir up faith. That it's not just for you. It's for somebody else as well. Finally, we're entering into a season of great harvest. We've heard a lot from Pastor Jim, but we're also going to hear from Pastor Jojo Henson from the Philippines. He ministered, he and his wife, they were ministering to us on a marriage and family workshop for a couple of days last Valentine's Day, and he just went off on a word for our church as well. He was prophesying over Pastor Shino and Anne-Marie, but he just got distracted because the word of God and the heart of God is for our city as well. So tune in here. Some of these recordings are a little bit rough. So tune in. Press your ear in. Maybe turn up your TV here for a moment and also read along God's word. There's a great harvest coming to our city.
Lord would say, I prime the nation for harvest. You're not to say it's beyond redemption. You're not to say that, you know, that just who can help it. No, I prime. And I want you to know, says the Lord, not only will you cross over into harvest, it is already swirling and whirling around your feet. And I'm going to use you, and I'm going to bless you. Well, I understand what the enemy has meant for evil, I've meant for good. And Nathan and Shino, as I've already told you, your team will know unprecedented openness. Literally, you will see New Yorkers just wanting to hear the gospel. They'll even come up and ask people. I know you cannot imagine that because you've not seen it before. In fact, there will come a time of openness in New York not seen since the tower shook. Wow. But this time it will be longer. It'll not be one of months. It'll be one of many months. And I'm going to use the three of you, says the Lord. I'm going to bless you. You're going to see people saved. And you are to encourage your congregation to invite people. For I'm going to bless you and use you.
The church in New York, you're going to begin to see a surge of growth that's going to come in the church. The year 2021, 2022, you're going to see growth like never before. And I know the church has been there for quite some time. I don't know how many years now. I think since 9/11, but you're going to begin to see growth like never before. So Lord, bless this church, bless the family, bless Shino, bless Anne-Marie in Jesus' name.
Power of the word. You know, it's amazing when you hear a name, when you hear the three. He's talking about Pastor Kaz, he's talking about Pastor Nathan, he's talking about myself. But when you hear him speaking about us three, he's speaking about the we as well. He's speaking. About the church name. When you hear him say Anne-Marie and Shino, it's not just us, it's we as a church, that God is getting ready to do some great things. And one thing that jumped out in this was the word invite. Invite. And that lets me know that God is up to something before he gets ready to do it, that people's hearts are soft, people are looking for an answer, people are saying, you know what, they're walking around aimless right now. They're walking around fearful right now. They're full of doubt and unbelief. They're shook from the inside. But you know what? There's a God that says, man, I got something for you, but you need to come and see this. And the Bible says this in Psalms 34:8. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. God is with us as a church family. And I want to encourage you in 2022 to write down 10 names of people who you're believing God for.
Good.
Write down 10 names of people that you've always known in your mind, man, if I could just get that man, if I could just get that woman, if I could just get that person to church, that family, I know that God would do something. Well, you just heard the word of the Lord say that bring people, invite people, that no is going to turn to a yes. That yes, I need what you have. I've watched how you've gone through 2020. I've watched how you've gone through 2021. You kept reading your Bible. You kept praying. You kept going to church. I saw you get on that Zoom. I don't know what was going on in your office or at the coffee shop or wherever you were, but I've been watching you get on that Connect group. I've seen you go places and do things. Different joy about it. What is it? And the thing it is this, is that we've tasted something that the world hasn't tasted before. We've tasted the goodness of God. See, the world is trying everything to put and fill this void. Man, if I could get this relationship, if I could have that apartment, man, if I could get this job, it's going to satisfy me. No, there's only one thing that can satisfy your soul, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes. And it's time for you and I as a church to grab people and say, you know what, you need to come and taste and what I've tasted, and you witness what I've witnessed. There's a God that can turn your life around. He can save your marriage. He can help your child. He can redeem your marriage. He can redeem your finances. He can bring that wayward child home. He can break through on your job. Something that you can't do, you need to taste, and you also need to see it. See, we're sitting in as a church. And what I mean by that is it's not every day that people from every tribe and every tongue come together and worship Jesus. It's 452 or 215 West 60th Street. When they walk into that auditorium and they see people from different backgrounds and ethnic with other age groups lifting up holy hands, worshiping each other, they see something. They're like, I never thought that people could come together and get along and worship God together. And so here it is, invite. You know, I'll go back and I remember when we were getting ready to do the fall festival, and there was a little bit of timidity upon us, fear, if you will. Man, is this going to work? You know, we need to do this and do that. And, you know, praise God for social media and flyers and all that stuff. But you know one thing that people will not do is they won't turn you down when you come and invite them. And I remember coming from Nashville when we got that word. I said, we're going to invite some people to this fall festival.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened. You saw the grace of God open up over that property, and you saw all those people come out. That was because of what the word of the Lord. And I know this, God's word never returns void, but it will always accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And I want to thank every man and every woman who stepped out in faith and reached out and said, you know, I'm going to give this flyer to a person, a family. I'm going to, you know, send this text. I'm going to believe God to use me to invite somebody to this church. And you know what? There's fruit, and fruit that remains because of your invitation. Yeah. Let 2022 be that year that we take a step of faith to say, you know what? Those 10 people, regardless of what they've said in the past, I want to stand on the word of God and believe that he's going to do something great and new for us. And that man or that woman or that family will be in the house of God. Life's changed, saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and added to the body of Christ. And when I say added, I mean going to that connections course and get implanted firmly in the house in 2022. Pastor Nathan.
We've already seen the fruit of this, just as Pastor Sheena was saying. And we're going to continue to reach out to our community. Man, I want to, again, just congratulate our church in crushing that big give goal. We went above and beyond. We set a goal of $45,000. We are now on the north side of $100,000 raised. That's going to go to feeding people in Nepal. That's going to go to reaching and ministering to people experiencing incarceration in our city. That's going to go to also reaching our city through an Easter What's the word, Pastor Shino?
Extravaganza.
That's right, church. We've got an Easter extravaganza coming up, and we've got an opportunity to really reach our city. So here's my encouragement. Get your wallet, your purse, your handbag, your clutch, whatever it is that you carry through the city, your backpack, get them full of these little cards. I want to leave you with two little, or at least one, encouraging story about these little invite cards. They've got our information on them. In 2018, Kenny, who's here in the room with us, we were walking around Union Square just praying and inviting people to church, sharing the gospel, and we met one guy named Christopher, and we gave him one of these cards and prayed with him and encouraged him, and Kenny probably said a prophetic word over him, and that was the last time we saw him until August 2021. When we opened our doors back up, he said, "Hey, I'm Christopher." I'm like, "Hey, man, great to meet you." And he was like, "Actually, I know you because you and another guy met me in Union Square 2 years ago. And I've been watching online. I've been watching on social media. I've been following you guys. And I've been waiting for this moment. Waiting for this moment." Before we ever got the chance to meet Christopher, there was another story of a doctor in our church who took one of these cards into her work and gave it to a friend or a colleague of hers that she'd been praying for, invited her to church. And that colleague, she didn't come to church the next week or the week after that or the year after that. But 2 to 3 years later, that woman, she was cleaning out her handbag and found one of these stuck to the bottom of her handbag. She said, "You know what? I think this is the moment that I need to come to church." She brought her husband to church. And God has done mighty things. They've been added into this church, and we love them, and God has performed some miracles in their lives. And so here's my challenge to you, Every Nation Church family. One, load up your bag, your daily carry of whatever it is with these things. And then let's go into this city, and let's get these things stuck on the bottom of every handbag in New York City. Because you never know when this is going to come out, when somebody's going to be in need, when that invitation is going to work. And I witnessed that on the Fall Fest as well. Everybody that I invited, except for like one or two people, I sent out 6, 10, 15 invitations. They all came. All of them from different backgrounds, from around this city. It was incredible. I know Paul and Taryn, you guys were inviting like crazy. You also got to see a lot of your friends come out. And Paul was like, "Man, all of my invitations, they came." There is a fresh thing in this city, a fresh word of God on this house, a fresh grace to invite. And so friends, let's step into it. Let's step into this moment. I want to encourage us with one last scripture from John chapter 20, verse 22. And you'll see, it's 2022. And I believe this speaks to the year and to the moment that we're in. Jesus has died. His disciples have thought, "Man, all of our hopes have been dashed. Everything, we've gone through the dark night, but now he's back." And Jesus says, "So as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them. And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And so friends, right now, I'd like for you to prepare your heart. It's not just God sending the Holy Spirit. There's something incumbent upon us to receive the Holy Spirit. He's sending us freshly into our city. He's sending us freshly into your workplace, into your high school, into your college campus. God is sending us into the harvest field. But will we, one, receive his sending, two, receive the Holy Spirit and walk with God into the place that he wants us to go? When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we often think of him as an impersonal force, some sort of it. But he's God Almighty. He's not at our beck and call, we're at his. And so, Lord, we want to make room for you. Holy Spirit, whatever it is in our life that is not honorable to you, we want it gone. And Lord, I pray that right now you'd freshly place your finger on some things. Maybe some desires that are out of order. Maybe some relationships that don't have a place in our life. We freshly submit ourselves to you. We want to receive you, holy God, recognizing that you're holy, that you're not like anything else in this world, that you're pure, that you're spotless. You're like that dove doesn't just build its home in any old place. It seeks out a place that it wants to dwell. The dove is more skittish than a pigeon. The dove is more particular about where it lives than a pigeon. We're not going to settle on pigeon religion. We're not going to settle on what's been okay in the past. God, we want to move forward into the new thing that you have for us, to the new harvest field, into the new healing, into this new prosperity of spirit and fruitfulness that you have. So, Lord, I pray that we prepare our hearts to live under the weight of this prophetic commission to reach our city. Anything that's in us, it's not right. We want it gone just like you want it, God. God, move in us. We prepare a place for you in our lives. And even as we fast, friends, I want to encourage you. This is serious business as we fast. I believe that God is going to speak some fresh things to us as we give him extra space in our day, extra space in our diet, extra space in what we're consuming. He's going to speak some things, and I want us to take those words seriously. Take an account of what God can and cannot touch presently in your life, and then freshly offer those things back to him. Because I believe that God's going to mess with us through this time of fasting and consecration. God, we give you permission to mess with us, to mess with our budgets, to mess with our calendars, to mess with who we're talking to mess with our desires, the media streams that we're consuming, the TV shows that we're watching. Are you ready to offer these things up, to place them on the altar? God, we want to make room to receive the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.